Welcome to another episode of Album for the Day with John E. and Jay.
Season 11, we get into a personal month for us. These are albums that personally impacted our music experience.
Yeah, a lot of good, not only music history albums, but like albums that we dive deep back in our own little toy box to not just bands specifically that changed us, but albums that really gripped and changed our mood, who we are, who we were, who we
specific
became.
Specific albums that maybe opened a door.
Ooh, I like that, definitely.
And, you know, I look at some of these and I look at stuff that I listen to now and know that I wouldn't be if I hadn't listened to.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that. A lot of good stuff here. Both of us had a lot of kind of weird stuff, and
it's amazing we're friends.
But it's good to go back through it every now and again and listen to.
Album for the day, April 23rd, is Nine Inch Nails with The Downward Spiral. It was released March the 8th of 1994, and it is their second record.
And holy cow, you can look at this record a couple of different ways. It's either a controlled mess, or it is one of the most cryptic, diabolical, like it's on a whole nother plane of like, it bends genres.
They call this a concept album, but ooh, I think it's more like if you took method acting and turned it into music.
Oh, I like that.
That's what Trent did here.
And this is the album I've bought the most amount of times, whether it be lost, broken, scratched, stolen, all of those things. Because it was one of those things early when this came out, it was like, holy cow, what? And like, it's kind of the concept album that you're talking, it kind of goes from this guy's, the downward spiral from being this guy to, by the end, it's a suicidal, you know, death by suicide kind of thing. And it's like this techno metal,
just a little bit of everything.
It's a little bit of everything in there. A
lot of technology.
Yeah, and a lot of like synthesizers and reverb and heavy guitars, delays, ghosts, very ghost haunting sounds.
And when you find out that in 1992, Trent moved to 10050 Cielo Drive in Benedict Canyon, Los Angeles, where actress Sharon Tate was murdered by members of the Manson family,
in order to record this album there.
He called the studio Le Pig, and the door of the residence had the word pig written in blood on it by one of the Manson murderers.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I didn't know that when I first started listening to this album. It's very weird, but and the fact that he references, like, there's a song called Piggy and March of the Pigs on here. It was always...
The environment contributed here.
Yeah, I always felt weird about, like, why does he have songs about... two songs with pig in the title? That's very weird.
So, interestingly enough, and I bring this up just because, you know, everybody has... the ability to change, the ability to change their perspective, change anything they want. And apparently, Trent Reznor had a chance meeting with Sharon Tate's sister.
Oh, wow.
And he discussed it in a 1997 interview with Rolling Stone. He said, "While I was working on Downward Spiral, I was living in the house where Sharon Tate was killed. Then one day, I met her sister. It was just a random thing, just a brief encounter. And she said, 'Are you exploiting my sister's death by living in her house?' For the first time, the whole thing kind of slapped me in the face. I said, 'No, it's just sort of my own interest in American folklore. I'm in this place where a weird part of history occurred.' I guess it never really struck me before, but it did then. She lost her sister from a senseless, ignorant situation that I don't want to support. When she was talking to me, I realized for the first time, what if it was my sister? I thought, F Charlie Manson. I don't want to be looked at as a guy who supports serial killer BS. I went home and cried that night. It made me see there's another side to things, you know? It's one thing to go around with your Johnson swinging in the wind, acting like it doesn't matter, but when you understand the repercussions that are felt, that's what sobered me up. Realizing that what balances out the appeal of the lawlessness and the lack of morality and that whole thing is the other end of it, the victims who don't deserve that.
Mm.
Very wow. insightful.
Trent Reznor is awesome. He's like such a smart guy, and you know, that says everything you need to know about his character as well.
He's a glass case of emotion.
He made me little emo. His haircut at the time went with it.
Yeah.
No, but from everything I have read about him, that's exactly the person that he is. Very insightful, very smart. And you know, his lyrics certainly apply to this case.
Because, if it wasn't smart, I wouldn't like it.
Yeah. No, it is. And you know, when Hurt got remade by Johnny Cash, it really takes that emotion that I think he was talking about there and bent it a different direction.
Yeah, it accesses it differently.
And let people see a whole different side mm-hmm. of what Trent Reznor was talking about in Johnny Cash's eyes. And I think that's a very, very great, meaningful quote about this album.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the big hit off of this was Closer, and that was like the radio song, and it was like the first time I heard it, I was going, tell me more about this band, tell me everything, because Pretty Hate Machine, their first album, was kind of like this pop, synth pop kind of
electronic.
Yeah, and then this comes out and it was just like, what?
It was electronic, but you know, if we're going to go with labels here, it was kind of the difference between electronic dance music and electronic industrial rock.
Definitely.
And this is kind of where that hit the mainstream. It'd been going on for years. Trent was a big fan of a band called Coil, and who incidentally he signed to his record label.
That's awesome.
They were the first signing, and they were the last one there, and they never released a single record. Big, long, ridiculous story, but, you know, it's Trent Reznor.
It's Trent Reznor. Why would they not do something grandiose and ridiculous?
Yeah.
Yeah, the songs that the Closer and Hurt, Piggy was always such a weird song to me. I never quite got it. Like, a lot of my friends loved that song, and I was always kind of like, I don't hit the attraction.
It's nasty.
Mr. Self-Destruct is the opening track, and it's just like, it pulls you in right away, and you're like, whoa. And it kind of talks about the start of this Mr. Self-Destruct's downward spiral. And
well, if you're gonna make an album like this, man, you've got to start it off with Claws.
Yeah, and like by the time it ends with Hurt, it talks about like where he's Mr. Self-Destruct, and by the end at Hurt, he is actually self-destructing. You know, so it's kind of like
actively,
actively. And so it is, I feel like this album was, very personal and very painful to make, but I feel like the end result is such a healing album for Trent Reznor, you know, like it's just the way I feel. He's never said any of that. It's just kind of like, I feel that.
No,
this
I think he definitely has acknowledged that there was some catharsis going on. He's also acknowledged the influence of, the locality that he chose, emphasis on he chose. What I think is interesting about it, though, is the transition from the first album to the second. As you pointed out, you know, there was a previous member of Nine Inch Nails, Richard Patrick. You familiar with him? That's Mr. Filter.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, nice shot.
And a photograph.
You know who Richard Patrick is, who his brother is?
Danica Patrick.
Robert Patrick from the Terminator.
Wow.
Yeah.
He does look like him.
Right?
Wow. Yeah. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, they apparently didn't always get along, and that upset Trent, and he started drinking a lot, and, you know, that kind of put him into this darker area where... You know, I'm not going to shun that. I'm going to give it a huge, big Trent hug, and I'm going to move into the Tate house. And let's just see where it goes.
Yeah. Well, they made a great record, that's for sure.
Hey, man, that's the kind of stuff that befoots great art.
Mm-hmm. Well, album for the day today, April 23rd, is The Downward Spiral by Nine Inch Nails. Be sure to give us a like, follow, subscribe wherever you listen to us. And follow us on Twitter at album the number four of the day. Feel free to shoot us your requests to album the number four of the day at gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I want to feel you from the inside.
I knew it'd be creepy.
After starting the podcast, you can search for the album, use the three dots, and hit add to queue. Now the album will start as soon as the episode ends. Woo-hoo!